Parker, Logan, Mark, and at your back. He's the hero from Queens, the amazing Spider-Man. The Web Tales Podcast. The Web Tales Podcast. Villains taking time, filling cities up with crime. Where the hero draw the line, the amazing Spider-Man. The Web Tales Podcast. The Web Tales Podcast. Peter Parker's back to talking on the WebTales Podcast. Villains watch your back to talking on the WebTales Podcast. The WebTales Podcast. Peter Parker's back to talking on the WebTales Podcast. Logan Mark and Badger talking on the WebTales Podcast.
Welcome everybody to Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, where we go through the history of the web slinger from the very beginning all the way to the present day. And we're back from a short vacation.
I don't know why we had to take a vacation, but thanks, Craven. And last week's episode, thank you to everyone who listened to that. We may have to give him the reins more.
I don't know. I'm worried. You never know what's going to happen with Craven.
He'll get us canceled. Well, he can't cancel what nobody listens to. Yeah, so that's Web Tales. He can't cancel what nobody listens to.
We'll get him on when Spider-Man 2 comes out. Because he's going to raving about that. Like, oh, look at me. Well,
he's not going to shut the hell up about that game. Exactly. He's the star of that game.
So he thinks.
Listen to Tubi Tuesday this week, folks. It's the big wedding episode. So the wedding of Louise Lasser and Toby the Pervy Ghost. Yes, you heard that right. If you haven't listened to that show before, this one's going to be a doozy. Don't know what the movie is that we will be watching while we marry those two off, but Graven's got plans.
It's going to be crazy. That's what we can guarantee.
I'm impartial in this. I have no problem with either Louise or Graven, so...
I'll be listening from the sidelines, so I don't know what's going to happen.
You're smart. You've got plausible deniability. You won't be there. I'm the one who has to be the. I'm the one who's like being the headmaster of the ceremony here.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, I was nowhere in here. I was nowhere near that wedding.
I may pull a Vergara from Joe versus the Volcano. Do you? Yeah. Do you? Yeah. You're married.
Yeah, you better do it quick because you never know who's going to interrupt your wedding.
Yes. Spider-Man, please show up to this wedding. All I'm saying. You may be needed. So this week on Web Tales, we are back doing recaps of Spider-Man issues. This week we are doing The Amazing Spider-Man.
Spectacular Spider-Man.
There's too many, and there's just two at this point. Three, technically.
Yeah.
Peter Parker, The Spectacular Spider-Man, number 14. That's the one we're doing this week on Web Tales. Right. Them versus the hate monger, who may or may not be CM Punk.
Well, maybe we'll find out.
Remember that joke from 2 weeks ago. But we got Razorback, our new favorite character. Mm-hmm. We got Spidey. Strike, fools, forget you are allies and destroy each other. The hate monger commands.
So I guess his powers are filling people with hate.
Killing me softly with his hate. Killing me softly.
His hate.
So as always on Web Tales, we like to highlight the creative teams of the issues we recap. So this issue of Killing Me Softly is written by Bill Mantlo, Sal Buscema, and Jay Tartag, and Espo are the artists. Karen D is the letter, Irene Vondernoff is the colorist, and Archie Goodwin is the editor.
So if you remember last issue, all our heroes are chained up in the basement with a bomb about to go off.
And now my question is, okay, do they just have like one giant set of the stockades beside one smaller set that was just ready to go?
Yeah, they have different size. They know like, okay, like if Colossus comes in, we got this size. If Juggernaut comes in, we got this size. You know, this... I think the one that Razorback is in is like the Kingpin size one.
Yes.
I think they sell at the Super Villain Depot.
I hear he's fat.
I heard that from certain Scott S.
Yeah, Scott S. Mm-hmm. That is new white to King of the Hellfire Club Kingpin. That is an issue we are not recapping on this show. That's on an upcoming X-Men book from Pop 4D 1 century from now.
Listen, if we start doing X-Men... That's a daily show.
Yes, that's a three times a day show. That's like we better be making like all of the patron money for that.
Yeah, got to pay us a lot of money, folks, for that.
Yeah. But leave it to Flash Thompson. He may be the one who actually saves the day. He's trying to kick at the bomb.
Mm-hmm. Trying to do something. And looks like Razorback has something on his belt buckle that can help get them out. And Spidey decides to use his web to try to do a little arch or bounce off the beam in order
That's not how geometry and web work.
See, web seems to have a life of its own. Sometimes it sticks to things. Sometimes it bounces off of things.
So this thing is be able to push a button at 100 miles away.
Yeah. So eventually, Spidey is able to get it to bounce off the wall. He misses first time. The second time, he managed to hit the belt buckle. And that makes a giant...
The big pig comes in through the wall doing him Kool-Aid Man. Oh, yeah!
That was it. See, I read this issue 2 weeks ago, so that's why I'm a little lost. So I guess by crashing through the wall, it undid all the chains.
And just ran over the bomb, so.
Yeah. Well, they have to get in the truck real fast before the bomb goes off.
Okay.
But they manage to make it out with a swaboom sound. Comes through.
Who would play Razorback in the MCU?
Who could play Razorback now? That's a good question. The guy who's playing Jack Reacher?
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
He's big enough.
He's a big dude. So had some padding. So
we go to Yonkers Coliseum.
Yeah.
Where the Brother Power and Sister Sun are being interviewed.
Yeah, they're about to have a big. What would you call this? A gathering, I guess. Yes, not of the Juggalos.
Not of the Juggalos. No.
No. Of
the Juggalos are more well behaved rather than Sister Sun and Brother Power's disciples.
The Juggalos are the good people in this case.
Yes, if you thought Juggalos were bad, wait till you see these people.
Yeah. So, the hate monger is coming in with his fancy taxi.
Is that an offshoot of Fancy Dan? He's branched out into Ubers now.
Fancy taxis. Well, that's a good idea. Fancy
taxis. Okay, we got to workshop that idea.
Copyright. Patent pending.
Yes.
So we're getting a little bit more of a flashback of Shoshan, where her dad basically told her to go with this man and marry him.
Yeah. Or else
bad things will happen. I don't know. Looks like bad things are happening anyway.
See, I don't understand why Hatemonger is working with these guys, because I thought a white Hatemonger was like a white supremacist or something.
That's definitely what he's based on. It's not subtle at all.
No.
But I guess it's comics, so they gotta make it more general, right? You can't just be a racist. You gotta hate everybody.
He's I'm evil incarnate.
So the hate monger takes off their cowl, and whatever their face is, it looks real scary.
He could be a Juggalo under there.
Oh, maybe.
He just has freaking clown paint.
Or it could be CM Punk as a Juggalo.
That could be CM Punk doing the Violent J.
This is going to be real weird when he's in WWE in a couple months, right?
It is totally going to be weird when he's in WWE in a couple months.
If he is.
That's all. That's going to happen.
Okay. So the heroes are trying to get to the stadium, and looks like the big pig is too big to get through traffic, so they got to go on foot.
Yeah.
And Spidey's got a plan, so he's going to go off and be Peter Parker for a little bit.
They're in disguise.
Uh-huh. He's got his press pass. He can get through. And he ends up sneaking away. He presses triangle, knocks out a couple of dudes.
Takes his shoes off.
Yeah, of course, because for some reason regular shoes don't stick to walls, just Spider-Man boots.
Yep.
And
but Miles Morales doesn't.
he's got different spider powers, so
okay,
not quite the same.
I like it. They actually did that joke in the second game, didn't they?
Did they?
I think so.
It's a good joke.
There's a reference to it.
I'm really excited for Spider-Man 2, by the way, folks.
Yes, we'll do it. We'll see if we can get Officer Logan back for that episode.
Let's hope we can. So yeah, because Peter snuck in, he's got a secret door. He can let Razorback and Flash inside.
Yeah,
and everyone's in the stadium now, as the show has started. Where I guess Brother Power and Sister Sun just do this and talk about how great light is.
I heard Gallagher was the opening act.
I'll take it. Stage, that says the first five rows will get wet with watermelon juice.
Yes.
I'm looking at these ads on here. Okay, so you got Goodwin Life Insurance. You'll need it. Drink Mantlo. And the M's, the M&M's. Remember those from a while ago?
Yes. The M's.
So the crowd wants the light. And
Razorback, Spidey, and Flash are trying to find their way out. Then all of a sudden, they turn the corner, and there's the Hatemonger.
A bunch of
a lot of shady looking dudes.
And this pops me. So here we go. We're talking about Flash is reminiscing about how he once took on Dr. Doom for Spidey. This guy can't be any worse. Remember that happened?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Amazing Spider-Man number 5. That's a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
So we got all the goons starting to rush on our heroes, and Razorback is just whooping their ass. Spidey's trying to take on the Hatemonger, but his web has no effect on him. Gets immediately shredded. And that's when the Hatemonger starts using his purple hate beams, I guess you could call them.
Yeah, the Hulk couldn't best me, Insect, and neither can you. What do you say? The Hulk has never fought the Hatemonger. Well, Pilgrims, you've just been given a mighty marble clue.
Oh, a hint to the future. Or the past?
Something.
So Spidey immediately jumps on Razorback and starts attacking him. But luckily, Razorback's got that electrified mane that everyone forgets about.
And nobody really cares.
Where does he keep that battery?
In his butthole.
Okay, that makes sense. I was going to say in the hog head, but yeah. Butthole's funnier.
It's right under the tail.
And Razorback also gets a dose of the hate rays or whatever it is.
Yeah, the haterade.
So they got to fight now because they hate each other.
Is Flash Thompson going to save the friggin' day?
Maybe.
So well, Flash knocks a guy out, gets a guy and puts his costume on and sneaks his way in.
Yeah. He sees Bobby Sue, Razorback's sister. And he tells her, like, come with me. The mentor wants to see you. She goes, oh, okay. And he just keeps using that excuse all the way down to get to anywhere he wants to.
Yes. The mentor's business. Oh, the mentor, pass on.
Yeah, he totally said I should do this.
See, juggalos are a lot smarter than that.
They wouldn't fall for
juggalos
that.
Juggalos would not fall for that.
They wouldn't fall if you said Shaggy Two Dope or whatever their name is.
Needs to go see it? No, I don't think they'd fall for that.
No way. So while that's happening, the other two heroes are fighting each other. And Razorback's getting slammed into walls. He's pretty much been defeated. Spider-Man beat Razorback. There you go.
Just kicked his ass.
Yeah.
And this is as he's about to do the final blow, Flash Thompson sees them.
Yeah. And jumps on the Hatemonger. And
who easily dispatches Flash Thompson.
Yeah. But Flash manages to pull off the Hatemonger's mask, and it reveals that the Hatemonger is
Man Beast. Who?
That's right. So apparently he has fought the Hulk as Man Beast.
So he's this a man is and a beast. It's not even the real Hatemonger.
No. It's an imposter. But he also mongers hate, so I guess it counts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's a hate monger. He's not the hate monger.
Yeah. And well, that's how we end the issue, folks, with the hate monger being revealed as the man beast. So not only is he full of hate, he's a beast, so he can, you know, claw you and rip you up and shit.
I love how, like, Razor Beast is like, Spidey, do you know who the fuck this guy is? Spider-Man's like, no.
Yeah. I guess he's a Hulk villain or something. I don't know.
He's the equivalent of one of Hulk's, a guy named Joe.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So, Batch, what are you going to give this issue?
Oh, I'm going to go. I did not like this one that much. Yeah, this one gets 4.5 Razor Electric Beans out of 10.
Okay. I'll be a bit more generous. I'll give it 6 Big Pigs on 10.
Okay.
Yeah, it passed the time. Listen, Razorback's there, so it gives you a few points right off the bat.
Yeah, we got to put it on a curve because Razorback's here, and we like Razorback.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you very much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Please leave us a review on iTunes. Leave us a review on Spotify. Leave us a review on Good Pods or however you digest this podcast. Be sure to follow Craven over at his X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, at CravenPop4D.
Just remember, we don't condone what he says on there.
No, we do not condone anything that he does or any OnlyFans models he may be following.
Yeah. All right. So I guess that's all we got for today. Thanks for joining us, folks. And come back next week, as I believe this is the final chapter of this Razorback and Man Beast / Hate Monger / CM Punk storyline. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Attention webheads, you can now follow us on all of our official Web Tales of Spider-Man podcast social media for the latest info and upcoming episodes for this show. You can follow us on our Instagram at Web Tales Podcast. Send us a Doom M on our Twitter at Web Tales Podcast. Or you can email us at webtalespodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to also join our official Web Tales of Spider-Man podcast Facebook group. We want to hear and interact from Spidey fans everywhere, and it's a perfect place to talk all things pertaining to everyone's favorite web-slinger. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and be sure to subscribe to not miss any action-packed episode. Web Tales of Spider-Man podcast is also available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, as well as all other podcast providers. So until next time, true believers.
I want that ball-crawling arachnid prosecuted! I want him strung up by his web! I want Spider-Man! Oh, what is this change within my being? It feels so strange, like I'm skiing, with the ground so far below me, now.